Hey, everybody, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we are looking at something really interesting from Rebel Capitalist News.
Oh, yeah.
It's about how the Fed, the Ukraine war, and the U.S. economy all connect.
Yeah, they're all kind of tied together in ways that maybe you wouldn't expect just from reading the headlines.
Right, exactly. So let's jump right in and start with the Fed. This piece points out that they're hinting at pausing quantitative tightening.
QT.
Yeah, QT shrinking their balance sheet.
Right.
But at the same time, they're still saying that they are super worried about inflation.
Yeah, it's almost like they're contradicting themselves, right? Because QT is supposed to be how you fight inflation.
Exactly. It seems like they're saying they want to put out a fire, but use less water to do it. Makes you wonder what's really going on.
Well, and this piece from Rebel Catalyst News highlights some other examples too. Like they're saying they're worried about tariffs making inflation worse, but then they're also thinking about slowing down the one tool that could actually help control it.
Right. Makes no sense.
And then they're also worried about bank reserves going down too much because of QT.
Yeah.
But historically, the entire monetary system functioned just fine without these massive reserves.
So are they making up problems?
Well, it makes you wonder, right? Like, what are they really trying to do here? Are they just trying to manage the markets and how the public sees things? Or is it really about the economy?
Right, or are they trying to control the story more than actually fix anything?
Yeah, it's something to think about.
For sure. Okay, so let's switch gears for a second and talk about Ukraine. There's been this whole back and forth between Trump and Zelensky,
Oh, yeah.
with Zelensky saying that Trump is living in a disinformation bubble
Right.
while also saying that Ukraine is not for sale.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it? If Ukraine really has all the support from its people, like Zelensky says,
Yeah.
why not just hold elections and prove it?
Yeah, like his denial kind of proves the point.
It does make you think.
And we've also seen a big change in how Zelensky's being shown. We used to see him as this wartime leader in a bunker.
Right.
Now he's like jet-setting around the world.
Yeah, like nothing's going on.
It makes you wonder what's changed and who's benefiting from this new image.
Yeah, you gotta ask who's shaping the story and what's in it for them. Are they leaving stuff out on purpose?
Right, these are questions we should always be eyeing, especially with something as big and complicated as a war.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's move on to the U.S. economy. Let's imagine going back to 2019 and trying to predict the pandemic and the lockdowns and all the government spending.
Oh, and the money printing?
Right, you would have thought the economy would be totally wrecked.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it seems like it's holding up okay, at least on the surface.
So what gives?
Well, this analysis suggests that it's all built on inflated asset prices, like stocks and
Oh,
housing.
so it's not really genuine growth.
Exactly, it's like a house of cards.
Interesting.
And there's evidence to back this up. Both the S&P 500 and housing prices are way higher than they should be
That's
historically.
high.
Yeah, way higher. And if either of those markets takes a hit, it could trigger a huge economic crash, like the one everyone was predicting back in 2019.
Like a domino effect.
Right. And this fake stability comes with a big price tag. It hurts real wealth creation and makes the gap between the rich and everyone else even bigger.
So it's a pretty precarious situation.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, it's kind of scary when you think about it. Like our whole economy could be based on something that's not even real.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Real wealth isn't about some number on a screen. It's about the things that actually make a life better.
Like being able to afford food and having a safe place to live.
Exactly, basic needs.
Yeah, and when those asset prices get so out of whack, it's like we're living in a fantasy
A
world,
bubble.
right? People might feel rich, but doesn't mean their lives are actually better.
And remember that thought experiment we talked about before, like what we thought would happen after the pandemic?
Yeah.
Logically, things should be a lot worse than they are right now.
Right, like businesses should be shutting down left and right.
Yeah, and unemployment through the roof.
Exactly, but that hasn't really happened.
Not to the extent we thought.
So what's keeping things afloat?
Well, according to this analysis, it's all this fake money propping up asset prices.
Like a mirage.
Exactly, making things look better than they really are.
So while the stock market's going crazy, a lot of people are struggling to keep up with the rising cost of everything.
For sure, wages haven't kept pace with inflation at all.
Nope. And the gap between the rich and everyone else is just getting wider.
It's like we're living in two different
Two
worlds.
different realities.
Right, one where the financial markets are booming and the other where people are barely getting by.
Yeah, and that can't last forever.
No, at some point that bubble has to burst.
Okay, so let's bring it back to the Fed for a minute. What they're doing and saying just seems so confusing.
They're definitely sending mixed signals.
Like on the one hand, they're talking about pausing quantitative tightening.
Which should help with inflation.
Right, but then they're also saying that they're worried about inflation going up even more.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
And this piece gives some specific examples of this, like the Fed is worried about tariffs making inflation worse, But then they're thinking about slowing down the one tool that could help fix it.
It's like they're afraid of their own medicine.
Exactly. And then there's the thing about bank reserves. They're worried about them going down too much because of QT.
But we already talked about how the system worked fine without those huge reserves in the past.
So what's the real issue here?
It makes you think maybe it's not just about the economy.
Right, maybe there's something else going on.
Like, are they more worried about controlling things than actually fixing them?
Controlling the narrative.
Yeah, shaping the story.
Okay, let's get back to Ukraine for a second. There have been some pretty big developments.
Especially that whole thing between Trump and Zelensky.
Yeah.
Zelensky basically accused Trump of being in a disinformation bubble.
While also saying that Ukraine is not for sale.
Which is kind of a contradiction in itself, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. I mean, if Ukraine really has so much support, why not just hold elections?
Exactly, prove it.
His denial almost seems like he's admitting something's not right.
Hmm, very interesting.
And then there's how Zelensky is being portrayed now. It's totally different from before.
Right. Remember when he was the brave leader hiding in a bunker?
Yeah, now he's like a celebrity traveling the world.
It makes you wonder what's changed and who's pulling the strings.
Yeah, we have to be careful about the stories we're being told about this war.
Always.
Who's telling them and what are they trying to get us to believe?
And what are they not telling us?
Exactly. These are crucial questions to ask.
Always.
Especially with something this important.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's circle back to the U.S. economy for a minute. This idea that it's all propped up by inflated asset prices. It's pretty unsettling.
Yeah, for sure. But what can we actually do about it? We can't exactly control the Fed or stop the war in Ukraine.
That's true. But we can control how we react to these things.
So how do we deal with all this economic uncertainty?
Well, the most important thing is to be prepared.
Okay, but how?
Think about building a strong local network.
Like connecting with my neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. Get involved in your community. Support local businesses.
That makes sense. Communities can help each other out when times get tough.
Right. And when you support local businesses, you're not just helping your community. You're also making yourself less reliant on big corporations and global supply chains.
So it's about building resilience.
Exactly. Creating a safety net.
This is where that think and act locally idea comes in.
Exactly. It's all about empowering people to make a difference in their own communities.
Okay, so what else can we do? You mentioned learning valuable skills.
Think about the skills that would be useful if the economy took a downturn.
Like what?
Things like gardening home repairs, basic first aid, financial literacy.
So being more self-sufficient.
Right, having a backup plan.
And don't forget about staying informed.
Absolutely, knowledge is power.
Especially in this day and age.
We're bombarded with information all the time.
Yeah, we have to be careful about what we believe.
Don't just accept what you hear at face value.
Right, do your own research.
Question everything.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. We talked about the Fed and Ukraine and this whole idea of a fake economy.
It's a lot to take in.
But the good news is that there are things we can do to prepare.
We can't control everything.
But we can control how we respond.
And we can focus on building a better future.
Starting right here in our own communities.
Exactly. So remember, even though things might seem uncertain right now, there's still hope.
Yeah, there's always hope.
And there's always something we can do to make things better. Yeah, it's easy to get overwhelmed by all this stuff, right? It's like, what can one person really do about any of this?
I know it's tempting to just throw your hands up and say, forget it. But we can't give up.
No, exactly. Even small things can make a difference.
So let's talk about that. What can people do, like, right now to get ready for whatever's coming?
Well, one thing we already touched on is building a strong local network, like really connecting with your neighbors.
Okay.
Getting involved in your community, supporting local businesses.
So it's about more than just knowing the people on your street.
Right. It's about building real relationships.
So that when things get help, you have people you can rely on.
Exactly. A support system.
And strong communities are more resilient, right? They can handle challenges better.
For sure. They can share resources, help each other out. And when you support local businesses, you're not just helping your community.
Right. You're also investing in something more sustainable.
Exactly. You're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
This is where Think and Act Locally comes in, right?
Exactly. It's all about empowering people to take action and make a difference in their own backyards.
Okay, so besides building community, what else can we do to prepare? You talked about learning useful skills.
Think about skills that would be helpful in a more unpredictable world.
Like if the economy really takes a nosedive.
Right. Things like gardening home repairs, basic first aid, financial literacy.
So skills that can help you be more self-sufficient.
Yeah, exactly. Less reliant on other people or systems.
Makes sense. What about staying informed? That seems pretty important, too.
Oh, absolutely. Knowledge is power. You need to understand what's going on in the world.
But there's so much information out there. It's hard to know what to believe.
That's true. You have to be careful. Don't just take things at face value.
So do your own research.
Yeah, and question everything. Be skeptical.
Okay, so we've talked about the Fed, Ukraine, the economy. It's a lot.
It's a lot to process, for sure.
But the key takeaway is that there are things we can do.
We don't have to just sit back and wait for things to happen.
We can be proactive.
Build resilience.
And focus on creating a better future.
Starting right now.
So thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We hope it's given you some food for thought and some ideas for how to navigate these crazy times.
Remember, think critically, act locally, and never give up hope.
We'll see you next time.